Greetings. My name is Andrew Duthie. I'm the .NET Developer Evangelist for Microsoft's Mid-Atlantic States District. And in this session, we're going to walk through a new feature in Visual Studio 2005 and Visual Web Developer called File System Websites. So in past versions of Visual Studio, when you wanted to create an ASP.NET web application or a website, typically this was done using IIS. With Visual Studio 2005, we can now actually use the local file system to do development, which helps keep the footprint lower on individual developer workstations, so you don't have to have a full-blown web server on your desktop or your workstation machine. It also reduces security risks by allowing full end-to-end development, debugging, etc., using a least privileged account. So if we take a look real quick here at the account that I'm running under right now, when I hit the start menu, the account name is actually called Lua. That's a shortened name for least user account or least privileged user account. And least privilege is just the idea of running your machine with the least privileges possible. So this account is actually only running with user privileges right now. So I'm going to go into Visual Studio 2005. This is beta 2 that I'm using right now. I'm going to click the File menu, and I'm going to go to New, and instead of going to Project where you would go in Visual Studio 2003, I'm going to go Website. So the whole idea of websites, web services, etc., has been sort of separated out from other types of projects to keep it in its own sort of bucket of functionality. So I'm going to say New Website, and then I'll get a dialog that allows me to create an ASP.NET website, an empty website. An empty website is simply a website that has no files created in there whatsoever. An ASP.NET web service. I can actually do a personal website starter kit. This is a built-in starter kit that actually creates a whole bunch of files for me to give me sort of a template for in this case, a personal website. There are other starter kits that are available that you can actually install into Visual Studio 2005. There's a club site starter kit. There's a time tracking starter kit. And that we anticipate that there will definitely be more of these as we get closer to release of the product. So I'm going to go ahead and use the ASP.NET website. Now, one of the things to notice here is we've got a couple of drop-downs here. One, which you'd expect, allows me to select the language for my project. I'm going to stick with Visual Basic for this example. And then I have another one called Location. So where before I really only had the choice of creating a project using IIS, in this case I can create a project using the local file system. I can do HTTP, which would go against my IIS web server, or I can do FTP. And now if I click the Browse button here, I get a little more drill down into those options. So file system, I can simply pick a folder within my file system and put my website there. I can use a local IIS if I have local IIS. Obviously, since I'm not an administrator, I can't actually do that right now the way I'm signed in. I can use FTP, so I can use a domain name or IP address, port number, etc., and I can actually pass credentials and such. Important to keep in mind that FTP, standard FTP, does not actually encrypt credentials, so if you want to use FTP development, keep in mind that those credentials will typically be sent in clear text. I can use remote development, so for example, a server that has front page server extensions, but again, I'm going to go back to the local file system. So I can create new folders, I can do whatever else I might want to do. I'm going to click cancel because I'm just going to take the default, which in this case is going to place the new website within the Visual Studio 2005 folder under My Documents and a folder called Websites, and it's just going to call this website one. So I'll just stick with that for the moment. So once I click OK, it's going to create the new website for me. It's going to create a folder, create a subfolder called AppData, and a single file called default.aspx and its accompanying code behind. And it'll just take a second for that to come up. And one of the neat things about this is that those files, or the default.aspx and the code behind, are the only files that actually end up being created for me at all, period. There's not a bunch of junk in here that I may not ever use that just gets thrown in there by default. So we're trying to keep the project space a little bit cleaner than in previous versions to save you from having to deal with a bunch of files that you may not ever want to use. So if we take a look here, we've got our AppData folder, which is currently empty. We've got our Website 1 folder, and we've got our ASPX page and our Code Behind page, and that's all that's in there. So let's take a look at default.aspx, and we'll just keep this really simple. We're going to add a label control to the page. And note that I can do drag and drop actually from within source view, which is a new ability in Visual Studio 2005. So I drag and drop my label onto the page. I'm actually going to change this to make it a self-closing tag. And now if I right-click and say View Code, I can go into the code behind for this page. Note that that's a pretty, there's a lot less code in here as well. We've really cleaned up the code behind model as well. I'll cover that in another session. But right now I'm going to add the event handler add the page load event handler. Get rid of this one. And what I'm going to do here is I'm just simply going to say label1.text is equal to current time is, and I'm going to use the date time structure to do date time now to string. So that should give us a pretty simple and straightforward example of page. I'll save both of my pages. Now I'm going to right-click default.aspx and select View in Browser. Now what you'll see as I do this is a new feature of Visual Studio 2005, and that's the ASP.NET development server. This is based on the Cassini web server that shipped with ASP.NET Web Matrix, and it's a local-only web server that's actually built into Visual Studio itself. The advantage of this is that it cannot be accessed from outside this machine. It uses a random port per project appended to the local host, and allows you to develop your applications locally with low privilege. My account that I'm running my computer with right now doesn't require any special privileges for this, and I can browse, I can debug, etc. So my page works. Current time is 9:25 and 11 seconds a.m. on September the 2nd. So let me go ahead and close this up. Now what I can do is I'll go back into my code behind file, and I can say, you know what, maybe I want to debug this. So what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and start debugging, and I've set a breakpoint. And I get notified here that debugging isn't enabled because I don't currently have a web.config file. Now again, the project system is a lot simpler. We wanted to keep it pretty straightforward, so we don't default to adding a web.config. However, web.config is used for, one of the settings in there is used for enabling debugging. So we can automatically add that when you want to debug. So I'll click OK. It'll automatically take care of adding that file for me, setting up debugging, and now it's going to go ahead into debug mode. Now, as the page loads, what we should see here is I should hit my breakpoint. And there we go. So we hit my breakpoint, and I can do things like evaluate the values that I currently have. So I can say, for example, I can use the immediate window to evaluate statements and get the result printed out. So that's what I should see when I execute, and I can do the typical debugging stuff. I can step into, step over, step out. I'm going to go ahead and step over. That should bring my page back for me. I'll go ahead and hit F5 to continue, and there we go. So again, working just fine, exactly as we'd expect. So we're able to debug our page, create pages, create a website, all without requiring administrative credentials for the account under which I'm doing that. So we've increased the security of the developer desktop, we've reduced the footprint of potential attack surface, we don't any longer require having a full-fledged web server on the desktop. Definitely some big improvements and a lot more simplicity for developers. And thank you for your time today.